Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Catherine's Summer Scoop.
Yes, we continue our travels around Ireland, discovering all the gems hidden away in the nooks and crannies all over the country. And we have been on the mainland all week, so today we've decided to hop on the boat and travel to the islands dotted around the shoreline. Captain of the ship today is travel editor with The Examiner, Tom Brannock, who will be sailing around the coast to give us the best of what's on offer. Aye, aye, Captain, how are you keeping?
All aboard, all aboard.
All aboard, all aboard. All right, let's just get straight into it because we've got a lot to get through.
Let's do it.
Where are we going to start?
The Aran Islands, I guess Ireland's most iconic archipelago. And I've often wondered if Irish people have been to Spain or the Canaries as much as the Aran Islands. But accessibility has never been better this summer. Just to give people some examples, there's two ferry options from Doolin and County Clare. You've got the Doolin to Aran ferries from the Garrahy family, and then the O'Brien family have Doolin ferries. But I went 2 weeks ago with Aran Island ferries out of Galway, and they also obviously go out of Rosavile and Connemara. And they've just launched a new Saoirse na Farraige, Ireland's largest ever passenger ferry. So
okay.
they can take you. Yeah, it's really impressive. It's a 400-seater.
Wow.
And they'll take you from Galway City out into the Aran Islands. You can spend 4 hours rather on Aran Island, on Inishmore. And then you get a cruise back to Galway via the Cliffs of Moher. Or alternatively, you can take one of their regular services and stay on amazing Inishmore itself.
Okay.
And you've bucket loads to do on Inishmore. The cool thing about Inishmore is it's like seeped in tradition, but it also has, a new crop of new generation businesses. So you can do what I did when I was there last summer was an Aran off-road experience. So Padraig and Angus Hernan are two very cool brothers who have this custom-built Defender Jeep, and they'll take you across all the hidden spots of the island and give their own kind of insights into them too. So, I mean, Dún Aengus is an absolutely outstanding attraction in its own right, but a lesser hidden spot on the island is Dún Dúchathair. That's it used to be a ring fort, but because of erosion, it's now just this spectacular horseshoe fort overlooking the sea. And you have Pál na Beis, the wormhole, which a lot of people would know from those Red Bull cliff diving cliffs.
Yes.
Competitions. So some really kind of like epic attractions there. And then you have a lot more food options on the islands this summer versus last year. You can go for sangria and pizza, or if you kind of verge off Kilronan a little bit more, you have Chachnan Faddies for lovely salads and seafood, or there's a new ice cream parlour. So really lots to do. And one other really cool thing there is there's a new diving school, so you can actually go scuba diving with seals off the main harbour. And then if you're not quite as water confident
like Michael,
you could go snorkeling. So it's
loads
just
to do.
Yeah, and the cool thing about, I guess, a lot of our islands off the western seaboard is they're Gaeltacht islands too. So if you can't send the kids to the Gaeltacht this summer, you kind of get that cool bilingual subculture vibe again, which is unreal.
Brilliant, brilliant. Sounds good. And yes, I think I am taking a little trip out that way in the months ahead.
Little Dickie Bird taught me that
yes,
on the islands, would you believe?
I'm looking forward to it. All right, we'll travel to the Salties next.
The Salties. I mean, Wexford is, I guess, Wexico, as they call it. It's
Wexico.
Ireland's kind of, sunny playground. But a lot of people perhaps wouldn't necessarily think of popping onto the Salties, but they're quite an accessible kind of natural haven. So from lovely Kilmore Quay, you can hop on a little ferry run by a boatsman called Dennis Bates. And the cool thing about it actually is you can't land on the Great Salty. So you get your ferry out and then you have to hop on a dinghy. So you need to be a little bit nimble, but
okay.
It's still very family friendly. And then you get your dinghy onto the Great Salty, which is owned by the Neal family, but they wonderfully welcome people to the island in its own, and they're welcome to explore the island. And you're left there for a couple of hours. The unreal thing about the Salties is that it's home to one of Ireland's largest colonies of puffins. And are pretty remarkable creatures, and they're nesting there right now. And before they head off in July for their long winter at sea, so that's an amazing attraction to experience, and amazing photographs. And you can go for like a picnic, or then perhaps go back to the mainland. And Kilmore Quay has the Kilmore Quay seafood deli, so you can like load up on your like shrimp and lobster and all that, and crab and all that seafood good stuff. And
delish.
Yeah,
delish.
Absolutely.
And I've never been, you know, and I know Wexford very well, and I've never been out to the Salty, so that's definitely
they
now
world class
on my bucket list 100%. For sure. Can I give you one, which is kind of a bit left to centre? Lambay Island, 4K off the coast of Dublin. Have you ever been out there?
I haven't been to Lambay, no, but Dublin has quite a few. Have you been out there?
Yeah, I was there a couple of years ago. It is phenomenal, Tom. It's amazing. Like, it's a 15-20 minute boat ride from the Malahide Marina, and the island itself is only like 2.5 square kilometres, something like that. It is amazing. Now, you can go out there, like, they do sort of special corporates and weddings, and it, you know, you can, they have the Lambay Castle out there, which is the ancestral home of the Revelstoke. So it's the Barings family, as of Barings Bank fame.
Oh, and big business.
Yeah, yeah. And it's still protected by the family today. And it was actually Alex Baring who showed me around a couple of years ago. And they have an incredible, incredible, like, the castle is amazing. But they have little Coast Guard cottages that you can stay in as well. Now, you have to be, it's like, you know, again, it has to be all sort of organized pre-getting out there. But you can do day trips out to it as well. And the farm itself, it's a full working farm. So they've sheep, Lambay cattle. They have wallabies.
Wallabies, I was going to say, that's the one.
So the wallabies were brought to the island when Dublin Zoo ran out of space in the 1980s, I think. But the gardens themselves are stunning. You can do you have to go in a group, so either 6 or 12 people. And the boat trip across is, I think it's €700, and that's for 6 people. That's there and back. That's including a guided tour of the island, and that's included coffee and lunch as well. But I think Skerries, Sea Trip Skerries, I think is the name of, they also do day trips out there. But it's amazing. If you get to go out, it's phenomenal. I have to say, I love it. I'm going to let you finish very quickly with
Hare
Island.
Yes, go for it. My favourite Hare Island. Went camping with my dog while camping on Hare Island last summer. It's off West Cork. It's a little bit closer to the mainland. So that will appeal to people who are a bit don't have sea legs. And there's you can either stay in the Roaring Water Lodge there, and they just launched today the Pete's Hare Ria, which is the best pond business in Ireland, perhaps. And they do amazing gourmet pizzas, artisan pizzas, but you know, your West Cork chorizo and gobeen and what have you. And so that's a really great option for people who perhaps don't want a long journey but want a really unspoiled atmosphere. So I went,
yeah,
like
lesser
I say,
known
camping.
Than say Cape Clear or Shirkin.
Like you mentioned the other day. And there's also Long Island, not like Long Island, but Long Island next to it as well. I was there last weekend, and that's a similar short boat ride, and just incredible. There's so many issues with our beaches being packed right now, but if you take a short little skip on a boat ride, you have all these hidden...
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Outstanding.
All right, Tom, we have run out of time today. Listen, thank you for that. Whizzing us around the country. Have a lovely weekend.
And you. All the best, Sloan.
Catherine's Summer Scoop.